Members, I will now call the Post-Secondary Education and Lifelong Learning Subcommittee to order. Kirsten, please call the roll.
Chair Mariano.
Here.
Vice Chair Mello.
Here.
Ranking Member Alexander.
Here.
Representative Andrade.
Here.
Representative Arrington.
Here.
Representative Bell.
Here.
Representative Botana.
Here.
Representative Caruso.
Here.
Representative Fernandez-Barquin. Representative Gottlieb.
Here.
Representative Harding.
Here.
Representative Mooney.
Here.
Representative Morales.
Present.
Representative Persons-Mallika.
Here.
Representative Plasencia. Representative Salzman.
Here.
Representative Tant.
Here.
Representative Williams.
Here.
Madam Chair, we have a quorum.
Thank you, members, and by your presence, we have a quorum. I will ask everyone to please turn off their cell phones at this time. And anyone wishing to speak today during the meeting, please complete an appearance card and give it to one of our staff members. Before we get into today's agenda, I just want to take a moment and recognize my amazing page that's up here visiting from Pasco County, Rachel Mennison. Rachel, stand up. She is one of the most brilliant young ladies I have ever had the pleasure of meeting, and I'm so happy to have you here with us today. Enjoy the program. I was a page, so I have a little place in my heart for the page program. Alrighty, so let's get to today's business. First, we will take Representative Federhoff for House Bill 7019, OGSR Technology Systems, State University or a Florida College System Institution. You are recognized.
Thank you, Chair, and thank you for hearing this bill. House Bill 7019 is a bill that saves from repeal the public records exemption for certain information held by a state university or Florida college system, institution related to information technology security or potential breaches of security, as well as information technology security program risk assessments, evaluations, and audits held by the university or institution. The bill also saves from repeal a public meeting exemption for portions of public meetings where such information technology security matters are discussed, and that's the bill.
Thank you, Representative. Members, are there any questions on the bill? Seeing no questions, any public testimony? Nope. And we will now move to debate. Any members wishing to debate? All right, seeing none, Representative Federhoff, you are recognized to close.
Wave closed, Chair.
Representative Federhoff has been closed. Kirsten, please call the roll and announce the vote.
Representatives Alexander.
Yes.
Andrade.
Yes.
Arrington.
Yes.
Bell.
Yes.
Botana.
Yes.
Caruso.
Yes.
Fernandez-Barquin. Gottlieb.
Yes.
Harding.
Yes.
Mello.
Yes.
Mooney.
Yes.
Morales.
Yes.
Persons-Mallika.
Yes.
Plasencia.
Yes.
Salzman.
Yes.
Tant.
Yes.
Williams.
Yes.
Chair Mariano.
Yes.
17 yeas, 0 nays.
Thank you. By your vote, show House Bill 7019 is reported favorably. Thanks. Next up, we will have Representatives Morales and Benjamin to present House Bill 45. Educational opportunities for disabled veterans. Representative, you're recognized to explain the bill.
Thank you, members. Thank you, Chairman. I'm excited for this bill. It's my second time coming up here. I'm State Representative Daisy Morales. I'm representing House Bill 45, Education Opportunity for Disabled Veterans. I will defer this this bill over to Representative Christopher Benjamin, my prime co-sponsor, because he's a veteran. Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Representative Benjamin, you're recognized.
Thank you, Madam Chair, Representative Alexander, Democratic Ranking Member, and members of the committee. This bill came before you last session and it passed unanimously, and I thank you for that. And we're hoping again that we can pass this unanimously and hopefully get it over the Senate line this time so that it can help out these veterans. When I last came before you, I told you imagine a soldier signs up for the armed services. And in doing such, he's deployed overseas into combat and is subsequently hurt. to the point that he gets 100% disability. However, his time in service is short. So according to the GI Bill, he's not eligible for 100% of the GI Bill award. What our bill does then is says that when he decides to go to school, that the school will make up the difference, the state school, that is. When he decides to go to a state school, it'll make up the difference so that he will get 100% of his education paid for here in the state of Florida, so that we maintain that we are the one of the most veteran-friendly states in our union, and that we will always have our veterans' backs. So this bill seeks to maintain 100% education for 100% disabled veterans. That is the bill.
Thank you, Representative. Members, any questions on the bill? All right, let's move to the amendment. Representative Benjamin, you're recognized to explain the amendment.
Thank you, Madam Chair. The amendment seeks to bring in line, it's a clarifying amendment. There's language in the original bill that talks to the award also being for career centers and tech centers. We have that in our bill, but we had the federal statute number incorrect. It appears that there was an update to the federal statute that also includes career centers and tech schools. So we have now placed the correct federal statute within the bill. And it also clarifies that before the state of Florida pays the difference, the GI Bill has to be applied first. Okay?
All right.
And that is the amendment.
Thank you. Members, any questions on the amendment? Seeing none, any public testimony on the amendment? Seeing none, any debate on the amendment? Seeing none, you're recognized to close on the amendment.
We waive close on the amendment.
All those in favor of adoption of the amendment signify by saying yay. All those opposed, nay. Members, by your vote, the amendment is adopted. We are back on the bill as amended. Members, any questions on the bill as amended? All right, we'll now move into public testimony on the bill as amended. Anyone from the public that wishes to speak? All right, seeing none, debate. Any members that wish to debate the bill as amended? Representative Harding, you're recognized.
Thank you, Chair. Thank you, both of you. Not a secret, I really appreciate both of you all and appreciate your service to the state and Representative Benjamin, your service to our country. And I loved this bill last year. I think I spoke on it then and want to do that again. It's so important that we continue to look for ways to improve how we serve our veterans. And that's exactly what this is doing. We're looking at something that it was the GI Bill intended to help veterans, and there's an opportunity to improve that and make it even better. And so I appreciate both of you and look forward to hopefully voting for this bill in the future again. And I think I've gotten to vote on it already and look forward to voting again today. So thank you.
Thank you. Representative Alexander.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I just wanted to say very briefly, this process can be rather partisan at times, or a lot of times. And I think this is just an example to the members in this body that there's so much space to do good work for the people of Florida. And if we keep our heads down and stay focused on those pragmatic things, regardless of what your party affiliation is, if you're in the majority or minority, you can make worthwhile the sacrifices away from your families and bring a return on investment back to the people that you represent. And so we have to continue to champion these things. I want to thank Chairman Mariano for agendaing the bill and working in that way. And there's just so many good people in this process, and I really mean that. And I think we have to really not drink the Kool-Aid and understand that, yes, politics is politics, but there's a lot of space to do some good stuff. And if we focus on that and not focus on Twitter, we can get a lot of stuff done. So,
thank you. All right. Representative Benjamin, you are recognized to close on the bill.
I just want to say thank you to all the members of the committee and look for your favorable support of the bill when we close.
Representative Benjamin, having closed, Kirsten, please call the roll and announce the vote on House Bill 45.
Representatives Alexander.
Yes.
Andrade.
Yes.
Arrington.
Yes.
Bell.
Yes.
Botana.
Yes.
Caruso.
Yes.
Fernandez-Barquin. Gottlieb.
Yes.
Harding.
Yes.
Mello.
Yes.
Mooney.
Yes.
Morales. Yes. Persons Malecka?
Yes.
Placencia?
Yes.
Salzman?
Yes.
Tant?
Yes.
Williams?
Yes.
Chair Mariano?
Yes.
17 yeas, 0 nays.
By your vote, show House Bill 45 is reported favorably. Congratulations. All right, last but not least, we will have Representative Mello present House Bill 461, Florida Bright Futures Scholarship Program Student Service Requirements. You are recognized.
Thank you, Chair Mariano, and members of the committee for giving me the opportunity to present this great bill. HB 461 allows students to apply their work hours as well as their volunteer hours towards the Florida Bright Futures Scholarship Program. When we created the Bright Futures Scholarship Program, the promise we made to high school students was a simple one. Work hard, get good grades, give back to your community through volunteerism. If you do these things, we will help you pay for your post-secondary education. There was one significant unintended consequence, one with life-changing costs for low and middle-income families. In creating a volunteer service requirement for the scholarships, we blocked some of the hardest working students who need this program the most. The kids who go to school and report to their jobs after the bell rings. Not everyone has the privilege of volunteering in lieu of earning a paycheck. This bill levels the playing field for young adults who have to work and provides them the opportunity to obtain scholarship funds for their secondary education. That is the bill, Madam Chair.
Thank you. Members, any questions on the bill? Representative Tant, you're recognized for a question.
I don't have a question. I just want to say thank you for bringing it.
Wait, we can do that in debate.
Yeah, thank you. I just wanted to give a comment about an experience I had with it.
Thanks. All right, any other questions? We will move to the amendment. Representative Mello, you're recognized to explain your amendment.
Thank you. It's a very simple amendment. Our effective date in the original bill was July 1st. This amendment will change that to make this bill be effective immediately, becoming once it becomes a law.
Members, any questions on the amendment? Seeing none, public testimony. Seeing none, any debate on the amendment? All right, you're recognized to close on the amendment.
I waive close, Madam Chair.
All those in favor of adoption of the amendment signify by saying yay. All those opposed, nay. Members, by your vote, the amendment is adopted. We are back on the bill as amended. Any questions on the bill as amended? All right, seeing none, we'll move to public testimony on the bill. Anyone from the public that wishes to speak? We have Rita Lincoln from Florida PTA, waving in support. And Angie Gallo, Alliance for Public Schools, giving in support. Excellent. All right, we are now in debate. Any members that wish to debate the bill as amended? Representative Tant, you're recognized.
Thank you, Madam Chair, and thanks for keeping me in line. I'm very enthusiastic about this bill. Every summer I run, I'm part of running a summer program for kids with disabilities, and we count on mentors, non-disabled peer mentors, to help with that. And it's been heartbreaking to see them have to decide between getting Bright Futures hours or getting paid for the mentorship part. This is going to be able to be very helpful to the 120 mentors that I utilize in that program. So thank you for doing this, and thank you for letting them get the credit that they so deserve for working their hearts out.
Any other debate? All right, I'll just quickly add, thank you for bringing the bill forward. When I was in high school, I worked part-time at a restaurant, and it would have been very helpful for me to be able to continue working and use those hours towards my service, and I know a lot of fellow classmates would have appreciated that. They have to go right after school, go work, whether it's at McDonald's or Publix. This will greatly help those families, so appreciate what you're doing. And with that, you're recognized to close.
Thank you for sharing your stories, both of you, Madam Chair and Representative Tant, and with that, I close.
All right, Representative Mello having closed, Kirsten, please call the roll and announce the vote on House Bill 461.
Representatives Alexander.
Yes.
Andrade.
Yes.
Arrington.
Yes.
Bell.
Yes.
Botana.
Yes.
Caruso.
Yes.
Fernandez-Barquin. Gottlieb.
Yes.
Harding.
Yes.
Mello.
Yes.
Mooney.
Yes.
Morales.
Yes.
Persons Malacca.
Yes.
Plasencia.
Yes.
Saltzman.
Yes.
Tant.
Emphatically, yes.
Williams.
Yes.
Chair Mariano.
Yes.
17 yeas, 0 nays.
By your vote, show House Bill 461 is reported favorably. Congratulations. All right, members, that concludes today's agenda. Seeing no other business before the subcommittee, Ranking Member Alexander moves we rise. Without objection, meeting adjourned.